Good morning. 9 a.m. straight up on Monday, March the 27th, 2017. Day 4 of the Novelrama with the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. Yesterday I did make my 7,000 word goal. I only did 6250 for the day. That's the Novelrama rate. I've been targeting 7,000 words just so that I'd have a few in the bank. So the goal is 25,000 words by the end of the day today. I had 21,000 by the time I went to bed last night, which was very late. I did not do well through the course of the day yesterday. And it wasn't until late in the evening before I broke the 7,000 word barrier. And I am paying for it this morning. I got up at 6 o'clock. I didn't get to sleep until... Well, I went to bed around 10:30. I did not get to sleep right away. And then when my wife came to bed at midnight, it was... We had to wrestle cats out of the bedroom. They like to play on the dressers when the lights go out, which is irritating because everything on the dresser makes a noise when you roll it across the top. So we had to wrangle cats out of the bedroom. It was 12:30 while we were wrangling cats. I was up at 6 o'clock. So math says I might have got 6 hours sleep. So more likely I only got 5. So I am dragging my butt today. But I got going around 6:30. I had a bagel with some salmon on it, so I had a little protein right off the bat. I was only getting 300 or 400 words every half hour until this last 8 to 8:30 period where I actually got a decent word count and broke across 2K. So I had 2K before I went for my walk. That's a good start. So I need 25,000 words by end of day. I'm at 23,000 words. I only need 2,000 to do the Novelrama. I need 5,000 to get my 7K for the day. Which I really want to do because We appear to be counting down. The story seems to be approaching some kind of inflection point, which might well be the end of this book. Which, you know, might bring it in at around 100,000 words, which is my... which is my target goal. We're having another conversation about audiobooks and why I don't put a higher priority on audio production. It has to do with the return on investment. The break-even points. So my budget for an ebook is $1,500. Cover, editing, incidentals, whatever. So production cost, once I have the manuscript complete, production cost, including editing and covers, basically, is $1,500. Now I can make that back in a weekend on release. So 3 days, 2 days, 3 days. Paperbacks. I use a lot of the same material. The incremental cost in cash is relatively small, but the cost of the galleys, the time it takes to review, mark up, and then incorporate the changes, that's from a cash standpoint, it's not big, but from an effort standpoint, it's quite large. So I usually figure a month. I still have South Coast sitting on my desk, half marked, just because I haven't been able to force myself to get back into it. When I get this book done and turned over to the editor, perhaps I'll use the time while she's editing. Or while the beta readers, it would be you guys, are reading the book. If I use that time to review the galley of South Coast, I could probably get that ready to go in time for Balticon. I do need to reserve my hotel room and start booking flights for Balticon. It's in my journal. I'll get a tickler reminder here soon. But then I could get South Coast off the plate. I could put, maybe start working on the conversion for Milk Run for paperback. You know, that's all well and good, but I suppose, looking at it from a strict cash standpoint, it doesn't really cost me too much because I bought the ISBN numbers for the paperbacks a long time ago. Those costs have since been absorbed into the accounting. So I suppose I'm perhaps over-exaggerating the incremental cost of the paperbacks. It takes about a day to convert the EPUB file to a PDF layout that I can upload to CreateSpace. But then it takes a couple of weeks to get the galley ordered, marked up, the changes incorporated. Say it with me, monk post. It's that time that just irks me. I suppose if I treat that as writing time, right, my goal is to keep this sort of early morning production window open after today. The one thing that I've enjoyed is that by the time the majority of the day's interruptions have occurred over the last 3 days, I've already had a couple thousand words in the bank. I've already got word count. I've already got production time behind me. I actually have a little bit of a momentum built on the day before I even come out for the walk, which it does double duty. One, it encourages me to come out for the walk because I have something to talk about. The walk helps to get the blood going a little bit. This morning in particular, where I am so sleepy. Holy crap. I'm gonna go home and make some delicious breakfast. I got a pound of chorizo, a pound of Italian sweet sausage, and some English muffins. So I'm gonna make some homemade egg muffin. More protein in me, get a little more, a few more carbs going. See if I can't power through till at least 11. 11 is my meditation hour, which I've actually been pushing back until 11:30, 12 o'clock, and doing the meditation hour and hitting some lunch. Then getting back into it, or trying to get back into it in the afternoon. Today, I might have to take a half hour, take a nap. Slide a 20-minute power nap in there. If I don't fall asleep while I'm meditating. I've had one time where I caught myself nodding out. Andy's voice is so soothing, it's so hypnotic, it's so peaceful. And this unit on focus has very few prompts in it. So he gets you started, we get going on the breathing, we get going on the focus, and then he sort of steps back and leaves it to me, to the listener, to continue the exercise, scanning, using focus and flow, scanning up and down the body while using the breathing exercise. The attention to the breathing is a kind of clock. So you have a rhythm that's tied to the breathing, that's tied to the focus. It's I don't know if it's effective or not, but I will say that I've been able to sort of harness that a little bit. Over the last couple of days, I get into an hour where, or a half hour, because I set a timer, set a Pomodoro, for 30 minutes. And then I mark down through the day, actually. I keep it going all day. It's running now and should go off at 9:30, which, with any luck at all, will be 10 minutes after I arrive back home. And I can mark in my timekeeping sheet what I've done for the 30-minute window. And hold myself a little bit more accountable. Some interesting pebbles. I wonder if I should replace my pebble. Kind of like that one. Okay. Quartz. So yeah, I'd like to think I'm going to be able to keep this going. Now tomorrow I've got a 10 o'clock appointment with the bank. We're going to talk about IRA contribution and tax burden and a bunch of other things tomorrow. But that's not until 10. So I should have time to get a couple hours of work in, get the walk in, still have time to fix some breakfast before we head over to the bank at 10 o'clock. So that's the plan for tomorrow. Week from today, I've got therapy at 9 o'clock, so that's going to cause some minor disruption. I'm probably going to walk. I need to adjust this walk time because the sun is just grilling me here. The ambient temperature is only 40 degrees, but the sun, holy cow. After yesterday's drizzle, so yesterday, the day before, forget it now. That was cold and nasty. Interesting. Let me finish that statement and then I'll move on. After the cold and nasty, it was this hot. Is I really probably only needed a windbreaker this morning. I'm wearing a parka and a thermal undershirt, and I had my fleece hood on earlier. I had to take that off, and the sunlight is very bright. It was difficult to see when I came out. So I probably need to do some adjustment there in terms of when I actually do the walk or how I process the walk. I don't know. It's all a work in progress. A walk in progress, but a bunch. That's what the Chinese cook said. Walk in progress. Anyway, the grass is greening up on my lawn nicely, but it's interesting, it's not greening up on the park at all. The neighbor, of course, has a perfectly, the guy across the street, see, perfectly lovely green lawn, which will undoubtedly cause problems. And the guy next to me has a nice green lawn. We're still kind of brownish. I suppose I should turn the sprinklers on. We could do that. But anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.